Go loud.
I don't know when the wedding is happening.
And then I feel better after I cried, though. Sometimes you do need it.
Yeah.
Was it hard?
It was hard, yeah, but I was a bold boy the first year, so.
Welcome to All My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom and night out, where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new here, then welcome. All My Drink's out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have bonus episodes every Monday at 12. You listen to more of us now on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're also looking at our cameras because you can now watch us.
Hello.
Hi, watchers of pods. Our weekly podcast episodes are uploaded to YouTube every Thursday at 12.
Yep.
This week is a really exciting episode. This week we've got Love Island star Dami Hope in with us to chat all things about his life since leaving the villa. We chatted about villa life, inside the villa, outside the villa, his relationship with India.
His favourite Spice Bags.
Favourite Spice Bags. His college experience, his life before the villa, which was a micro...
I can't even say the word, I'm not even going to try. Dami, sorry.
Yeah, microbiology.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. We talked about his brand trips, people he's met, people he's missed out on meeting, and also his way of navigating through grief. So we hope you enjoy. So this week on Home or Drink, we are joined by Mr. Dami Hope. Welcome to Home or Drink.
Hi guys. Hi. Thank you for having me. Hello, Hello. Ireland.
Yay!
No, I miss Ireland so much.
Do you?
Good.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're living in London now.
Yeah, I live in London for the last 2 years. I feel like, I don't know, it's like London obviously has a different scale of lifestyle and, you know, just work-wise it's better for me. Ireland is just always home. Like, you know, it really is. And the takeaway, you can't beat Irish takeaways. Like in London, I'm on Uber Eats, Deliveroo, trying to scour through something, looking for a spice bag. Do you know where I have to go to get a spice bag?
Where?
You have to go outside of London.
I know.
And then it's not even good.
And it's not even nice.
You know, it's not even nice.
Wingstop though.
Wingstop.
Yeah,
Wingstop is everywhere. I got a black card, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did you manage that?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm black. I don't know.
Go whenever you want.
Yeah, you just go whenever you want. But I think how it works is like you get per day, you get like £50. So you spend £50 every day.
I would be obese.
Oh my God. That'd be
dangerous. You guys really like Wingstop? It's really good.
It is nice. But I think when you have it local to you, you're not as, you don't love it as well.
Yeah, it's always when you can't get your hands on
Oh, it's more like trendy to you guys. It's like going Popeyes or somewhere else.
We don't have much here. There isn't really anything. I feel like any spice bag.
Yeah, but
any.
You got Centra.
Centra?
You know, you got Centra.
Any takeaways that are here?
Charlie's Tree. You know, I've put Charlie's Tree on the map, bro.
I love Charlie.
You guys don't understand. I think I did a party, L2P, the other, like 2 months ago. And I saw someone from America, her and her friend. And they were like, we literally came to Ireland because we watched your TikToks. And then we were like, oh, we want to go to Charlie's and we want to come to L2P. And they were at L2P as well.
And
I was like, oh. Cool. This is crazy.
All the way from
America. All the way from America, yeah.
Is that your favorite spice bag then, Charlie's?
Yeah, it's not even spice bag with Charlie's. It's more of like the...
Everything.
Yeah, the special fried rice.
It's just a vibe in there. Like
after a night out. I don't think I've ever had it sober, to be honest.
Yeah, who has...
Yeah.
It's the best way.
I'd love to go. I think if I went sober, I'd be like, this is...
Yeah, great. I'd find it very strange.
I've had it sober. I think I was in Ireland like last week and I brought it to my mum for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I brought it down to her, she was eating it and then she was like, wow, Charlie's. And she's like, if they open a branch where we live, she's never leaving. And that was her first time as well. I thought she was gassing it.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, you don't have to lie. They're not paying me for this. It's not an ad.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she hid. You know when someone hides their food the next day so no one else can touch it? That's literally what she did. So
in the microwave.
Microwave, yeah, literally.
What is your favorite spice bag if you had to pick one in Ireland?
Oh, in Ireland. It'd probably be from somewhere in like New Ross or Carlow. I think when I was in uni, Carlo had the best Chinese in the world. But I think after COVID, I think they closed down. Oh. So I couldn't even show anyone anymore. I remember the day I found out, I drove down, like, it's an hour drive from Lucan, and I drove down. And I got there, and I was just like, you know when it's a new sign, it doesn't even say
the old name
anymore. And I was like, I even called them up to think. I was like, hello.
You guys are still there?
Yeah, the woman, because the woman's actually like kind of my friend. And she's like, oh, we've relocated and they've gone back to China. I was like, whoa. Damn.
It feels like a breakup.
Yeah, it really does, man. It was heartbreaking.
I love a sweet spice bag. Like it needs to be sweet and
it's
spicy.
It's sweet.
A little bit spice. Sweet, like.
I need
sugar.
To try more.
Like, yeah, I want some sugar on it, like.
Okay.
Yeah,
we don't try much of them outside of Dublin. Like,
no,
we need to try.
We got one in Cork. Oh no, that was that weird.
Galway.
There's some Cork place that gave me food poisoning. Cork.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Chicken something.
Some chicken shop. Like,
yeah, I was not well. Not one bit well.
Chicken.
You mentioned that you went to university in Carlow.
Yeah, union. Yeah.
Was it science?
Yeah, I did the bioscience with biopharmaceuticals, yeah.
Wow.
Come on, guys.
You must be really
smart. Why is everyone
going
to say this? No, I am actually dumb. I've just
no, I'm sorry.
I cheated on every test.
No.
Anyone who does science is smart.
Yeah. I don't know, though, but I feel like science is more like, it's just knowledge that everyone kind of has. Like, you guys have knowledge about your own bodies and stuff like this. We all know what photosynthesis means, right?
I don't.
Well, with the plants and stuff and how, like, it turns over a new leaf and then the sun.
Goes into yeah, every, stopped doing science
it's
after
all, it's all like no microorganisms, you know, bacteria. It's all just like normal stuff you hear about in your day-to-day life. And then when you kind of don't make it so complex, it's actually very simple to understand.
Okay.
Like,
how long was the course?
That's what someone smart says.
No. The course was like 4 years. It was 4 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it hard?
It was hard, yeah. But I was a bold boy the first year. So, you know, just, it's my first year of uni.
Yeah.
You know, college pushed me to do this. And it's like, fun, not going to class. It's like, you find out you don't even have to go to classes.
Yeah.
The day I found that out, I was like, wow. This is when my best friend now, it's like, we were staying in the house together. And at the time, we didn't speak to each other. We were living in the house for like 3 weeks. And then one of the weeks, you know, when you watch American movies and stuff, and you think, oh, this is what college is going to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, I didn't want to go to class one day, and I had lab. I had 2-hour labs or whatever, and I didn't go. And I heard someone else playing music in the house. And I went over, and I went over to him, and he was in the house as well. And I was like, do you not have class? He's like, yeah, I do, but I don't want to go. And I was like, me too. And I was like, what should we do? He's like, and then we both started saying, college isn't really like the movies. And then we literally, from there, like, I think the same day, we literally traveled to Athlone. And then from Athlone, we went to, like, Dublin, and we just started going to other unis and just causing havoc.
Just going around.
Yeah,
like,
just going
like
around.
Like stepbrothers. Did we just become best friends?
Yeah,
like,
literally, yeah.
And like when you say it's not like America, I always thought that when you live outside of your home in college, it was like America. Like, what made it not like that?
I don't know.
Because I lived in my house, like my mom and dad's house, and then went to college 10 minutes away and come home.
Yeah, but that's like, what I'm saying. 10 minutes away is crazy. Like, I feel like I lived in Wexford, and I guess because I moved to Carlow, it did, some days were actually really, like, I was free. So I think like I did enjoy it. But when you see American movies, people are just wild.
Parties like, every day.
You know,
big sororities, not
yes, sororities. Yeah.
If in another life, I want to be a sorority sister.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel like you'd actually suit one of those.
I would.
They
love
look
it.
When I see them on a TikTok, though, I'm like, there's definitely so much bullying going on in that house.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
they're all friends.
Oh, it's always mean girls.
Yeah,
it's like a mean girl. You guys would be in the crew. Yeah, no, but people would be trying to get into your crew. Like all the girls, like. They would be trying to get you.
Oh, room. God.
We could be the Helma Drink sorority.
Yeah, making up all the dances and all at the front.
Americans are just mad. But like,
I don't.
That's
get
just
it.
Not a thing anywhere else in the
Jesus,
world.
Jesus, no. No.
Anywhere. Mm-mm. So you done that college and you went into a job then in biomedical science.
Yeah, no.
What was your job title?
It was in I was a microbiologist, yeah.
Wow.
And I think at first I started, obviously, as an undergrad, just trying to work my way up. But it only took me like a year and a half. And then I was like lead microbiologist and I had my own shift and I was managing everyone.
So what does a microbiologist do?
Work with bacteria, microorganisms, work with food, water, all these things, just like testing stuff and just making, like even when COVID happened as well, like they took a lot of us to like even start working on that. Like we didn't get no days off. Like, you know, when everybody else like didn't have to go to work or work from home, we still had to go to the lab.
Oh, because
you're all in them suits.
Yeah, we still had to go to the lab, yeah, just to like, it was a peak time, but you know, you had to do it.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Kept you kind of occupied.
Yeah,
it?
Saving the
Did
world.
You have a full lab coat, like
you
lab every
always. You have to. That's like, that's guaranteed. You can't come here with like your normal clothes.
No.
No.
So you're in this lab while you're doing your job. Did you think, okay, I want to go on Love Island?
Yeah.
Should I tell you the funniest thing yet? Okay, so I work 4 days on and 4 days off, right? Okay. And I had like, my shift was off. So when I have 4 days off, if I take 4 days off, I have like 12 days off. No, 12 days off. No, 16 days off. No, 12 days off. My math was so stupid just there. Yeah.
Your
like 4 times
multiple?
3, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so if I work 4 days, like, yeah. But then I'm not working the next shift, yeah. And then I take my shift off again, which is 4 days.
Oh,
and
right,
the next one, yes, 12 days.
Yeah.
So I think I had like a period of that. And I was in my best friend's house and he was working. And I was like, I think someone said that, oh, one of our friends just applied for Love Island. And I was like, shit, I'm not doing that right now. So let me do it. But in work as well, like I'll be just there like, you know, playing with bacteria. And I'm just there thinking like, because I've watched last night's episode or something, what's going on? Like, shit, should I do that? But you're never really thinking like, it's like you're trying to like say like, is this really gonna be all my life? Like I'm in a good position.
Yeah.
But I want more.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to do something more exciting as well. It's like, I'm watching like people trying to like talk to girls and it seems fun. It's like, could I do that?
Yeah.
Do I have riz enough for that as well? So then I'm in my boy's house and I'm trying to not say like as much, guys. So if you don't know,
you know?
I always try to do like.
I always say like.
Bro, but I think my mind. That's what I think as well. And I said that.
I think Americans too, though.
Yeah. I said that yesterday. Someone was like, it's not an Irish thing. I was like, I really feel like it is. We just say all the time. Like,
now I'm going to keep hearing it whenever any of us say it. I'm going to be like,
yeah. So literally, anyway, I was at his house and he was working and he told me one of our friends just applied. And I just went downstairs to his kitchen. I was like, you know what? Let me just do it. It's like sending a self-tape of your most enthusiastic self.
Yeah.
So you have to bring up your phone. You're like, hey, I'm Dammy. And it's like, yeah, I feel like I'd be able to do this because, like, you know, I'm really funny. I like
still have your tape.
Bro, even if I did, it's going to stay stay hidden.
Locked away.
But yeah. And then I don't know, man. Everything else is just a dream after. It's like, yeah, you don't really expect it. And then it's like, you want to tell people, but then you don't want to prematurely tell people because it's like a lot of people get excited because I've seen a lot of friends be like they applied for it and then nothing happens and it's like you just go in on a whim like not expecting it.
Yeah.
And I think I went into work like maybe 2 weeks after I was just in work and then someone called me and I picked up, I didn't know who it was and they were just talking. They're like, it's a good time. Is your name Dammy? I was like, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, we're calling from Love Island. I was like, okay.
Oh, shit.
Like I just took off the call. just took off the call, went out to the next room.
So was it a long process of from like, when you applied to when you knew you were getting on?
I think, say I applied in early February and I didn't hear it in back. And then ending of February, I heard something, the call. Then the next week they were like, oh, I have a meeting with a girl and I should be like, I should dress up as if I'm going on a date. And then we'll like, you know, just talk to her as if I'm on a date. So did that. Then I'd have a psych like maybe 2 weeks after. Then I have to go do some medical stuff to bring me to London. And then they bring me to the team, meet them as well. It was like, I think I knew really by the ending of like, April or like sometime in May, and it was like guaranteed. And I was driving home, and they called me like, "Yeah, you're going in on the opening."
How did you tell your job? Bye. Yeah.
No, I literally went to them. But they were so supportive. They were like, they can't wait to watch it. Mm-hmm. They gave me because they didn't really want me to lose my position as well. So they were like, they gave me that thing. It's like a leave. So if they gave me that leave for that period, and if I want to come back, I can come back to it as well. But then as soon as it finished.
Yeah.
So well, life changed. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, life changed. Grateful to God, though. Grateful to everybody. So,
is it mentally challenging in there? Like, you don't have a phone. You're with people that you don't know. Like before you found it, obviously, like you're friends with them, but like it's not your friends. Like, is that hard?
Yeah. There's no concept of time.
Yeah.
That would freak me the fuck out.
You're meeting. Yeah. Everyone just tries to guess the time.
Do they?
Yeah. We try and you act like we're like philosophers that can speak to the sun and the moon, but nothing. No one actually knows. But then the people that you meet there, it's like they're not really your friends because they're all strangers.
Yeah.
But because it's so tight-knit, it eventually becomes home and everyone just becomes close naturally.
Yeah.
But the things you want to speak about, you can't really speak about it because it's like you're just always on audio. So they can hear everything that you're saying at all times. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
So it's only when we go to bed and then you're only really speaking to the person you're coupled up with and you're trying to whisper and trying to like actually like get to know each other magically where the screens aren't, you know, but then they'll hear you talk and be like, can you guys like wrap it up good? Because they didn't want to miss the good parts as well. Because you might be really connecting and then obviously this conversation, you're not going to really do it in the morning. But yeah, it's hard, but I don't know, everyone becomes like your friend. And then if you couple up with someone that's really like, you actually really like them, then it's easy. Like, you can actually talk about anything. So,
do you know you're on telly? Like, are you aware that there's cameras the whole time?
Yeah. Literally, like, we could be okay. Say, for instance, I come over to you, you're like sitting on one of the beach beds. I just come over to you and it's a quick chat. Someone's just going to open a camera like window over there. Like, you just hear the shutter open.
Oh,
we're about to get into the conversation. Maybe we just start laughing because they were focusing on someone else over there.
Yeah.
And we just start laughing and you just hear the shutter open and then. When the shower opens, your nerves just come out. It's like, oh.
I know.
So it just takes away from what you were about to do.
Yeah.
How the conversation was flowing. And now you're like, your guard is up. You're like, oh.
So do they try to keep the cameras hidden?
Yeah. There's different cameras placed out in different places. But there's some that's so they're obvious. Shortest. When they open it, it's like, oh, okay.
You know it's going to be on television.
You know what I mean?
Thought it was like cameramen running around with cameras.
No. They're all hidden. There's no cameras, cameramen on site.
Have you watched yourself back ever, like the whole?
Indy and I watched it back after a while. Like, it was funny. Like, it was actually a great season. We
it
were like,
a this, really good
this shit is really good.
It was.
This is what everybody is watching. This is actually some good stuff. I was looking at myself trying to raise as well. I'm doing a bad job, bro. You know, at first when I got in there, I was a bit like shy as you would.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking in my head, bro, my boys, everybody's watching this.
Yeah.
So it's like, the Riz isn't really risen. Mm. And then the person I was coupled up with in the beginning, she wasn't really helping my case.
Who were you with in the beginning?
Amber. I was with Amber. So she wasn't really helping my case because it was like I was fighting a losing battle. Okay. But then eventually, the losing battle started to become one. But then I was already like, yo, I like her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to her. And it's like, the thing about it as well with Love Island is like, I knew I liked Indy from the jump.
Yeah.
And I wanted to like just go straight and, you know, just try and raise her. But then the producers, they'll be like, you haven't given Amber much of a chance yet. Maybe slow down. I'm like, but I want her. And then anytime me and her are about to get into it, something will happen. It's like, have you ever seen The Truman Show? I don't know if you've ever seen
I've never heard of it.
And it's like in The Truman Show, as soon as like he's about to find out that reality is outside, they try and like stop him.
Like a plate will drop somewhere.
Yeah, a plate will drop and then like they take away. But that's literally how it was with me and Indy.
And
so,
you
like,
think they did that on purpose?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah.
Try to drag it out kind of, or?
Yeah, I feel like it helps with the storyline as well.
You want
then you give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
And it kind of like helps you connect with people that you probably wouldn't usually as well.
Yeah.
It's like not everything should be like, oh, your first attraction that you just go to.
True,
so it just gives you that, like, you know,
that
space to actually try to get to know other people.
India's line was iconic. They made the best heartbreaker.
Yeah, y'all need to give me my credit for that. It was like an alley-oop. It was like an alley-oop. I shut up and she just dunked.
Do you ever say to each other now, like, just
We just called ourselves heartbreakers for the crack, but like, we don't really use those lines again.
No.
And you're together 2 years. Now.
Yeah, 2 years, yeah.
In July.
Yeah, 2 years in July just went by. Yeah.
Wow.
Long time.
Does it feel like it's flown by, or how? Like, I'd say comparing your life to before and after Love Island, like the jump.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's like, when I think about it now, it's like, there's so much memories I have in my head from all the time we spent from after Love Island, like from when we lived in our first apartment. Like, it's so much fun has been had throughout these years.
So
that there's a lot of like bonding, connection, arguments. Yeah. You know, just
everything.
Things that just make everything like really real.
Yeah.
And, like now you even ask me, it's a very blissful time that we've had. Yeah. So it's like, it feels like it's moved by fast, but not at all. Because in those moments, it was slow, but like a good slow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like really taking everything in.
It's so nice to have to, like, you get to experience a relationship in the villa and then outside of it as well. It's like a new relationship again.
So new.
What was like the biggest challenge coming out?
Feel like the biggest challenge coming out is probably just the pressures of everybody always wanting to see what you guys are doing.
Okay.
And it's like, we're all new to this type of thing anyway. Like, if you've had relationships before, it's not on this scale.
Because,
like, you know, you have an audience of people that actually, like, generally like you guys as a couple.
Yeah.
So it's like, you do have to show them what you're doing. But at the same time, it's like, not falling in a place where you're doing things for people.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So it's like, when I came out, because it's very new to us, I was meeting, like, you know, Irish people. I was meeting, like, other people in the industry. I was trying to make friends, networking. But as soon as I'm not with India, or we're not together, it's always like, oh, why are you with this person?
Yeah.
And it's like, we're still normal people that have to like still build relationships with other people. We're not dependent on each other. We need to be able to live separately, to live together as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like people don't understand it. Like a lot of people, and I don't know how old they are. I don't know if it's an age thing, or I don't really know, but it's a thing where like you need to like let people, because even now I see where all the new Islanders come out, they don't really give them grace and time to really like catch their bearings when they come out.
Yeah.
Because when we came out, you don't really expect it. Like, people will be pulling over in cars, like stopping you. It's a nice feeling, but it's like, it's very like hectic.
Is it overwhelming?
Yeah, it was. It gets tiring as well. And it's like, you get hate for little things that you don't do that they want you to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like take
it's
a
like
picture.
They feel like, it's like they think nearly that you're still on a show when you're
And
they want you to post everything and act out your life.
Yeah, like, but then that's when it becomes too like fake and scripted.
No, like,
we're not really doing like, it's like you have to put a camera down and then Indy and I have to eat breakfast and then you guys have to watch.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not really, it just takes away that the time that we're going to have together as well.
Yeah.
Because in the villa, we didn't have that time. You guys saw everything we did all the time. So when we came out, it's nice for us to be able to like...
Private time.
We're still going to show you the stupid, funny stuff or whatever it is that we do. And you'll enjoy it. But it's like just giving people the grace and space to...
We're still going to see the Birkins that you buy her.
Oh, here we go.
Honestly,
I love
the birthday video. Like,
I'm taking a break this birthday.
No, you're not.
I am. I have to take a break this birthday, man. Bro.
I love
the birthday gifts are wow. just insane. 10, 10.
Bravo. Like,
yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. yeah. Very, very Johnny. Good. Yeah. And hers to you as well.
Yeah.
Both ways, but good,
good. Is that your love language, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm very good at giving gifts. Even like my friends, it's just like giving people
that's
gifts.
That's so nice, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What I do like gifts as well, though. Yeah.
So is your love language gifts, too?
Like, I like more giving than receiving, but I do like receiving as well. Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be things that are expensive. It's just, but when I don't like the, you know when people say, oh, it's the thought that counts, and then you give me like, notepads of like things. I don't want that.
No.
Don't give me that.
Just say no.
You know what I mean? They give me a diary of like everything that's so nice about that. I mean, like, I ain't reading that. I'm never going to read it though. Personally, I won't. But like, I know some people like it, but not me. Okay?
So you don't like words of that's more words of affirmation.
Yeah, I'm not really like a words of affirmation person.
Yeah.
Indy really is. And I've like realized that as we went through the relationship. But she wasn't always. But I feel like your thing always changes.
Yeah.
It does. So, yeah. Depending on your needs.
I feel like I'd have been telling her, like from when we came out, she's beautiful, beautiful. But you know when you get in a relationship, you're just saying all the funny stuff.
Yeah.
But then sometimes she wants you to be sensual and deep and stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I do say it, but probably not enough to her. And then she's realized, oh, when's this guy said this to me in a while?
Yeah. Okay.
And then she's there texting me like, I'll be out having fun. And then I'll get this long paragraph. You know, you don't really tell me, like all these things anymore. And I'm like, are you sure? And I'm like trying to fight my case. Like, are you sure? I feel like I do. And I'm trying to bring up the last time I said, okay, do you remember the last time? I was like, well, I think I said it. You know what I mean? But then it's like, you can't really battle. You can't really fight. It's just a thing.
If someone feels that way. Yeah,
I've heard what you said.
That, yeah.
So next morning, I'm like, hello, sunshine. Yeah. How are you this morning? You know, all these little things. But yeah.
Do you think that you have a good way of working through like arguments like that? Are you talkers? Do you give this like cold shoulder? Like what do you do in it?
I feel like, we're like.
It just comes out.
It just comes out. Listen, you're going to have to accept it.
Yeah.
Just count my like count, please.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But question is,
how do you work through an argument if you've had one? Like, what do you do?
Because
men, I feel like, are different to girls.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like men are really simple. I don't think we like loudness. Like,
okay.
Indy's very passionate. And I am as well. Like, we're both fire signs. So sometimes we'll be arguing and then she starts shouting. And I'm like, sister, lower your voice. I'm trying to not shout as well. But then she'll shout even more. I'm like, because obviously when someone tells you don't shout, and they're like, I'm not shouting, then you get more. Yeah. But then it's the thing where like you need to know when to leave the room and the space. Breathe like a little bit and we'll come back to it.
Yeah, do you find leaving it and breathing?
Nah, sometimes that makes it worse as well. Because sometimes I'll try to leave. I'll be like, look.
And then you remember something else that annoyed you.
Yeah. But sometimes I'll try to leave. And she's like, oh, are you walking out? Yeah.
Where the fuck are you going?
Yeah, and it's like she's following. The noise is following me. And I'm like, okay. And then we just always come down to a point where we just calm down and then we reach like a place where we let one person speak and then I speak. But then sometimes the tongues get twisted. You know what I mean? Where you're trying to speak, but then someone is speaking as well. And it's like, we have this new thing as well. It's like, when you speak first and then I'll speak. And then we try and not go around in a circle and a circle. And it's like, we said our points.
Yeah.
And it's like, we might not agree with them now because everything's still heated. But then we take time. And then later on, you know, when you're not heated anymore, the points are like, oh yeah, it's cool. And then you're just snuggling up and it's like, put on a movie, it's okay.
I love that.
What was the argument even about? It was something.
I love when you're able to have an argument and then later on just be like, wow.
Like, or literally, if you're like, what did we argue about?
Yeah, how do you guys deal with yours? So I can, how do you deal with yours?
What fire sign did you say you were?
I'm an Aries, so fire. Indy's a Sagittarius.
Is Aries fire sign?
Yeah.
What month is Aries?
March.
I'm you.
March
and April. I haven't a clue.
What's your? Tell me your birthday.
We're both Leos.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, I could have guessed if you told me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dano is October. He's Scorpio.
No, October is either Libra. Where are we in now?
He's the 20th.
Yeah, Libra. He's a Libra. He's either a Libra or a Scorpio.
My sister's Scorpio and she's Friday tomorrow.
The 24th, I think, you're a Scorpio.
Okay, so he's a Libra. Yeah, he's very balanced.
Yeah,
I'm very.
So nice. Is he clumsy?
No, I am though. Oh. I spill everything all over myself all the time. Probably the same. Like just trying to give each other space and then coming back to it. Because if I'm too much in the moment, then I'm very abrupt.
Abrupt. What does that mean?
Or you say no, not abrupt. You say like things that you don't necessarily mean. And then
in the moment it comes out your mouth and you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like to be right all the time.
Yeah, I think. All
so
women
even
like
even
to be right.
when I'm even when I'm not heated anymore, I'm like. But by the way, I was.
Yeah. Even if you really feel like you were the cause of the argument, I just want him to say,
okay.
Say sorry, even though I started it.
So he wants you to,
I started it, but apologize.
But it's an easier life if you just agree with the woman.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life.
Yeah,
so true. You just gotta just bow down.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually a woman's world, guys. Honestly.
It really is.
No, it actually, it really, really is.
Sorry.
Honestly, it is. It's cool,
do
though.
You, does India come over here much, or have you show her much of Ireland? Or
yeah, showed her. She knows a lot of Ireland now. Yeah. Yeah.
She like it.
Yeah, she likes it. She likes it a lot. She would have actually said she would have moved down here.
Aww.
But it's like, come on, girl. I've been living here all my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to switch it up.
Yeah.
But I feel like
for work for the both of you. Yeah. London is where you.
It just makes sense. Like, yeah, really and truly, yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. So.
And how did you find coming out to Villa and like having to be a content creator then? Because like, would you have made content before, like reels and all that?
Before, like, I wasn't like a big content creator before, but I used to like, just as a hobby, used to like just put on clothes and just take pictures, and everyone seemed to really like it. Like, I'd go out with my own, like, you know, selfie stick, mm-hmm. my own clicker, put my phone on airplane mode and just taking my content, just so no one disturbs me, just like enjoying it. And then, like, I had friends as well that was really into it, and like, they would help like videos, and we like share concepts and ideas together. And everyone we had like a little unit of people that just wanted to put on fits. And
that's good.
You knew what to do straight away.
Yeah, so
out, like.
Always like clothes and fashion. So.
Yeah.
Where did you find your fashion sense and your confidence?
From my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Where did you find what you liked?
I don't know. I feel like it's just from everyday people, like everyone you meet. It's not like a celebrity or anyone that I look up to. Like, and I feel like hip hop has a great space in like who you listen to and look. But I don't know. I just feel like gradually just from everyone I've met in life, I just probably influenced it, and then things I've seen online, and then me just experimenting. Because if you look back at your fashion sense in 2011, 12 to now, very different,
is
man.
Is there anything that jumps into your mind?
Bro, I had my hair. I had my hair dyed. They used to call me a Duracell battery. Because it was dyed like bronze, like ginger and black, obviously. So it's just made, you know, it's funny though. It's funny.
It was bronze.
Yeah, but the thing is, I tried to get it to be blonde. And then the girls, and you know when it comes out copper, it comes out copper. And you know, at that point, I thought it was a slay. Because you know, you're bold and wild in uni. Like, girls didn't even know how to do their eyebrows back then. So everyone was just figuring themselves out. Everyone's just finding it. So I thought this was a slay. And I went in and I think I kind of like relaxed it. So when I relax my hair, it becomes like white people's hair. So like it goes flat. Do you know what I mean? Do you know, I could do like
pure straight? Like,
yeah, like pure straight. So I even flattened it down like this. Bro, I don't know what.
Why am I just imagining like a middle
part? Yeah, middle part.
And then orange.
Yeah, orange.
Oh, that's crazy. There's an old picture of me on Facebook with one of the T-Shocks back in New Ross, and we both had the same hairstyle. Yeah, it was crazy.
What are some of the coolest like brand trips you've been on since coming out?
Oh, brand trip. I don't know. There's been so many, man. I'm trying to think. Like, I've been to LA with Netflix. I've been to, I think Les took me to some Alps. I can't remember where it was. French Alps. Learned snowboarding. That was really cool. I can snowboard now.
Can you?
Yeah. It's actually it's really hard though, and it's scary. But once you get it, once you get it, it's amazing.
Is it?
But you're still going to fall.
We went skiing and I got on skis for 20 minutes and I couldn't carry them. They're so heavy. I was like, get me off these.
I just done the paraglide and I jumped off the mount.
That's sick though.
It was good.
That is.
Skis though. I just jumped. Oh, was I on skis? I had skis on.
Yeah. So when you landed, you kind of.
And I landed.
Skid.
That was good.
That is sick. Is paragliding the one where you're like flying?
No. You're flying. Oh, is it? But it has like a.
She was strapped to some man, some 70-year-old man.
It's like
man.
A parachute above me. He was like on me like a backpack. It was like a big tent, like a parachute. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's really cool.
I wouldn't ski.
I'd love to do
it properly. I'd break my leg.
I'd love to do it properly.
Yeah. No. Were you in Bermuda as well?
Yeah. Topicals. Topicals, I feel like they've actually really taken, I don't know if you know the skincare brand Topicals. So they've actually they took me to Bermuda, which is really good. My first time in the Caribbean.
Like the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, that's.
So you made it back?
You made it back.
Oh,
it's a myth,
bro. Yeah. Unless I actually went into it and then maybe there's a doppelganger of me just living.
Maybe you're not. Who knows?
Something is changing in the universe, but we don't know. Who knows? And then I think the last one that we did was Ghana. Ghana was amazing.
Wow.
That was so
fun. Is that Topicals as well?
Yeah, that was Topicals as well. And that was for like New Year's. It was crazy.
And what did you do in Ghana?
Party.
Did you?
Eat food. Like, it was like freedom. Like, every night we went to concerts. Everything was just paid for. You know?
Wow.
Great. You know what I'm talking about. You know what
I mean?
Brilliant.
Fantastic. You know what I mean? And it's not one of them ones where it's like you have so many deliverables or you have so many things that you have to do. It was just more like come and enjoy yourself. Yeah. And you know when it's so much more organically like that,
you do more content for them. We always say that.
So it was amazing.
Yeah. Any crazy stories from any of the trips?
Yeah, but we leave them.
Can't
bring anything like, but yeah.
We'll leave them.
He was like the coolest person that's been on a trip with you that you're in like a little bit starstruck by nearly.
Starstruck?
Or anyone that you've met even in Hollywood's.
I don't know. Starstruck. I don't really get starstruck. I don't think I've met the people that would make me starstruck.
Who would make you starstruck?
50 Cent or Eminem.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what's pissing me off? There was a there was a thing that happened recently for, I think it was Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I think they released like a new drink or something like that. Oh. And it was happening in London, at Flippers. Usher made this thing where people roller skate. Oh. So they used that venue. And I didn't know, I was invited to it. And I think LeBron was there as well. Bellingham, the soccer player?
Yeah, he was there as well.
And then Eminem came out as a surprise performance. And I got invited, but I forgot. And it's even the actual good invite, the VIP invite as well. And I didn't know. And then as soon as I saw everybody, and I was like, wait, I have an invite to this. And I checked it, but I forgot completely. So yeah, could have met my, you know.
Oh,
your idol.
But it's okay, man.
I do love Eminem.
Yeah.
That man hasn't aged.
No. She has daughters having a baby. Yeah, he's a granddad now.
Yeah.
Oh, I seen, actually, she showed him the little baby girl. Like, yeah. But no one that you've been starstruck by meeting?
No, not really. Like, I've met like a lot of like cool people, like all celebrities. There was one time I was flying from somewhere and Nicolas Cage was on the plane. Like, and he was literally like had his mask on, and I just literally watched his movie on the plane. So I know it was him, and I've seen all his movies, and he was literally there. And I was like, oh, should I just go? Because he was hiding.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
oh, should I just go say something? I was like, I know how it feels.
He's probably hiding. You're more
empathetic. Probably like he's hiding, but I do want to say, yo, Nicolas.
Was he literally hiding?
He was there with it. He had his mask on as well, hoodie up, but I knew it was him. And the thing is, he went into first class as well, and I was like, oh. It's gone.
There he goes.
You know, it is what it is.
What's he in? I can't think. Is he in the...
You know.
He's in something with Tomb in it. Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
I don't really watch movies. What's your favorite film?
Favorite film? I think my favorite film is Click by Adam Sandler.
I love that film.
Brilliant. Amazing. I've seen it 38 times in my life.
What?
Sorry? Yeah.
I always show all my friends.
You must be able to quote at this stage.
Not quote it, but you say, oh, I nearly did that Morty thing. You know when he's in the thing trying to give it wrong. And he's like, ah. Why I love that film so much.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that in years.
I watched literally the other day with India. I showed India and she started like bawling at the end of it. You know that part where it's like he realizes that, oh, like you don't need to fast forward through life and all this stuff. So emotional. Aww. And then, you know, everything that's happened to me this year, I was like, this film even hits me. Wow.
Would you cry at films at all?
Yeah, I think that was the first film that actually made me cry. I remember I watched it when I was younger. I was like 14 or something. And I watched it. And as soon as the movie finished, I literally started it again. I watched it again straight from start to finish.
Is that like your comfort movie?
Yeah, it's one of them ones that like I'd show people and you just chill. And it teaches like such a good message as well about life. So yeah.
Mm. Is there anything that you've watched or like read that has like shaped how you think or like how you live your life?
Yeah, there was a book called Blood Song, and it was about this guy that like was like half dragon, half human, and he's the chosen one. It's like me.
He's like,
and like he has like this whole like his romantic like experience.
Chosen one.
He met this girl in hell, and then they fell in love, and then she came back out of hell to look for him because he had to go complete his mission. But then when she came back, he got killed. But then they cloned him, so he wasn't even him anymore. Aww. And then his memories wasn't there, and then she was trying to like connect, but then at the end she blew everybody up and him together because real love exists.
I hope that doesn't happen the end part.
but I think that book, I think just warped my mind at a young age. I was like, shit,
yeah,
this is crazy. Wow. Like, so yeah, very imaginative in my head.
You're really creative, I feel like, as well, everything that you do.
Yeah, try, yeah.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I feel like it's because of anime as well. It's just like, I don't know.
Anime?
I think
Anime, did you say?
Yeah, anime, Japanese.
I've never watched it. Is it something you watch?
I don't know what it is.
It is absolutely something you watch.
And you read it. You can read it.
Be careful what you say now.
You can read it too, can't you?
You can read it. It's called, you can read the manga, but there is a lot of, I feel like people get anime mixed up with like, you just think it's like cartoony, Looney Tunes based, but there's so much depth and storyline. There's emotional ones that make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
There's just depth to the storylines that like make you kind of like relate to the characters as well. It's not all about superpowers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's one anime where it's called Real Life. So this guy, I think he's like 38 and he's lived his life, but he's like, he's not happy with it. And he's like a neat. He doesn't go out. He just stays at home. And then someone gives him a pill to like go back to when he was 17 and then do like his life again. But like he still has the same memories as an adult. So he knows how to like. So it's crazy. There's different ones, man. It's really in depth.
I would love that.
A pill to go back?
Yeah.
Just to try.
Yeah, just
see what happens. Change things around a
bit. Talk to us about Snow Bunny.
Snow Bunny, yeah. It's my brand, clothing brand.
Okay.
Yeah, fill us in.
So yeah, just dropped it. I dropped it in August, but I've been working on it since probably like 2018, 2019. Yeah, been working on it. And it derived from like this anime I watched, and it was like these bunnies. It's like you think bunnies, whenever you think about bunnies, you think they're like, you know, really furry, cute creatures. But in the anime, they were actually like the king of the hill. They were the ones that are like, you don't expect them coming, but they're actually like the strongest in the animal chain. So I don't know. I took it from that, and I feel like I started like creating ideas around like bunnies and rabbits, because I just feel like, I don't know, bunnies and rabbits just feel very expressive, very sexy, very like fun. Yeah. It's like they're just always like, they're just cute. Do you know what I mean? So I put snow in it, and I feel like one of my first ideas was like, I did a bunny in a balaclava. And then from there, it was like, I was trying to like, from there, it's like, that's how I came up with my first tracksuit. So it's like, it has like, it's the whole tracksuit, snowsuit, very like warm, quality is amazing. And like, you can zip it up the whole way. So it comes out like it's a balaclava, and then the ears are like flappable, removable and stuff like this. Kind of cold, but that's just the first design. And then the thing is, like, when you're starting a business, it's kind of hard because, like, I'm so excited about the stuff no one knows about yet.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have to be so patient, and I can't say anything because it's like, you have to scale up. And but yeah, when you see the other stuff, it's kind of crazy where we're going.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
We had you as a guest on our live show, and at the time you were talking about perhaps making something.
So I did it.
Oh,
I went and did it. Like, you know, I went and did what I said.
Yeah, you did. How did you find the process of making it? Is anything that like surprised you that you thought?
Yeah, I feel like manufacturing, kick ass. Like sometimes you expect them to like obviously deliver at this point, but then you might be using somewhere in China, Turkey, Portugal, there's all different places. But if you're using China, we found out Chinese New Year. So like the brand was supposed to come out a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
It was supposed to come out a little bit earlier than it was intended. But couldn't do it. And then like summer came around and we already have like designs ready for like summer drop. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
Stuff for summer. Yeah. And it's like summer's gone now.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
By the time
so it's like you always have to go back to the drawing board, and then like you have to like make stuff around like certain times. Do you know what I mean? But then when the brand gets to a certain point where you can just drop pieces because everywhere in the world is buying it, it won't really matter what season it is.
True.
So it's obviously just trying to build up that rapport for us. And that
you have to work so far in advance. You'd have to be doing this autumn, winter,
Plan for like, we've already planned for like, I say like we've designed all the way to like maybe 2 years now, like a year and a half. Yeah, like we went into different fabrics. Like we're not even on like I love the tracksuit and we have different colorways coming out, but it's like we've already gone past this. So sometimes I'm like, I'm in it and everyone's hyping over it, but it's like, wait till you all see what's coming.
So and like, just online now for that.
Yeah, we have a website online. Like we're not gonna go into like wholesale yet and putting them in storage yet, just until, you know, just give it more like you know. Yeah, just give it more.
Give it a time
online. Give it time,
Anywhere that you'd love to see it being sold, like your dream.
So far, like sold out. The tracksuit sold out. Wow. So far, I think most of the places that's coming from, so obviously UK, we get Ireland, we've gotten Canada, America, and Australia. Like there's different places all over just buying it.
Oh, that's
actually really lit. Like, so all over, spread out all over. So it's good.
That's real.
Just got to keep spreading.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a disease.
Like
good disease, though. That's what I was going for. Yeah.
You've done
good one.
You've done some amazing things this year, but you also very sadly lost your dad. How have you been coping in your family and through that really hard time?
I don't know. Grief is weird, man. It's like you never really get over it. So I feel like when all that happened, like it was just like it's confusing because you don't really expect things to take that turn.
Yeah.
And how it happened was so like abrupt and suddenly. It's like I think one day we're talking on the phone. Like I think I was going to do like a little job. And you know when you just put your parents on the line and you're just like talking. It's like when you call your friends and you take them around on your errands.
Yeah.
So like that's what me and my dad were doing, and he was following me. We were just like talking about loads of different stuff. But then that was like the last proper conversation like we actually had until his situation took a different turn. Yeah, but I don't know. It's hard to come to grasp with it, but you kind of have to. And because I'm like the eldest in my family, and I feel like because I come from a Nigerian background as well, I kind of have to be the head in a sense. So it's like, I have to kind of take charge. It's like, I let all my tears out, I've cried.
Yeah.
Like, I can't cry too much. Because I got to be strong for everyone else that's behind me.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's hard because it's just like, you don't have that space to like be able to call you. Like, I don't have that space to be able to call my dad anymore. And I used to be able to all the time. Like, I feel like he was like, I feel like I'm a comedian. I say some things that get me in trouble all the time. But I feel like that's because of my dad. Because he was always like the one that brought that side out as well.
Yeah.
But like, now it's like, I don't have that anymore. So it's like now I just don't give a fuck. I'm saying whatever I want now.
Yeah.
But it's like it's hard because there's things that you miss doing. Like we used to like share perfumes. Like I used to come over a new scent and he'd always put me on, but now I have no one to really like, you know, it's just like you lose like someone that was really like a big part of your life, and then it's like life goes on and then it's like, when are we gonna meet again? Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And it's like, I always try to like pray and I always try to talk to him. And I hope he hears me. I hope he's seen everything I'm
definitely
doing.
Does.
And he's proud. It's like, can't wait to see him again. But, you know, got to do what I can.
It's just those little things that will constantly remind you of, like you said, the perfume and like, that takes you back then.
Just little things where like you'd be on your phone and a Snapchat memory will come over and I'll see my dad in the background and it'll be like, oh, 2022. And it's so crazy because in 2022, you don't really know your dad is not going
to
be here in 2024.
It's mad.
It's so crazy.
Life is so short and things can just happen so quickly and you don't even realize. You
don't realize at all, so... I guess that's why Click is a good memento to like, you know.
A good one for you.
But yeah, no, I'm strong. Like, I'm good. I'm prepared for it. Like, you know, I'm healing. Yeah. But I don't think I'm healed yet.
No.
I feel like something like that, especially losing a parent, you never will heal from it. Like, it's something that will always be with you. But there's just ways of going about your life more.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I feel like
how many siblings do you have?
I have six of us, to be honest. Yeah.
So you're the oldest out of six?
Yeah.
Are you? Wow.
Yeah. And then I feel like it's good when you have like people to talk to. Because like a lot of my friends have actually been there for me and actually like helped me through it as well.
Yeah.
Because it's nice, because obviously if I'm trying to be brave for my family, but then I actually have friends that allow me to lean on them as well.
Of course.
And really get my stuff out. It's really, really good. Yeah. And I feel like even I've been on like a couple of shows and everyone asked me and I feel like, just keep saying like, but there's been times where like I'll be speaking about it and it's how I know I'm stronger right now because I'll be speaking about it and I'm nearly breaking down crying. But like, you know, you can feel like emotions, you know, but it's like, now I'm even getting better. Just like talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
But I might go cry after this.
But that thing of grief is like that. It just will be like random.
It just come at you in ways.
There's like a quote or something. It's like, grief doesn't get smaller, but your world just gets bigger or something like that. Like more
you
things.
Manage it more.
You just learn to manage it better than what it is. But does that mean you've been home more often since then?
Yeah, I've been home more often. Trying to do different things from next year. So trying to like, because I think my mom's always wanted to move to London as well.
Uh-huh.
Just something changed, like, because everyone's grown up as well. Yeah. Don't want her to be out there. So trying to like maybe
get her, your mom in,
get her a place, get her a place out there.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah, she'd good. Love so that. Hopefully can do that next year.
Yeah.
By grace of God. Yeah, you know.
And what is next on the cards for you?
Next on the card, you know, maybe, I don't know, right now... just hustling. Hustling is a man got to do. Yeah. Put food on the table, you know. I don't know when the wedding is happening.
I
know what everyone's saying, but it's like, we speak about it, and it's like, it can happen. It's not like we don't speak about it, it's never going to happen, but it's like, you know where we're at, and it's like, we're very comfortable if it did happen or we're ready for it, but it's like, you have so many like goals that we're trying to do now.
For that.
Yeah, that's like...
It's
no rush.
It's, so it is a topic that you...
We talk about it. Like, you know, I'm sure you talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, are you married yet?
No.
Exactly, girl.
I want to try on wedding rings to see what I'd like.
That's the thing.
Or engagement rings.
Yeah, we need to do that. But I was trying to do it in this life because I like picking the gifts, but then I still need... Because she'd be sending me like stuff on Twitter and it'd be like, oh, I like this shape or I like this style. Mm-hmm. Like the other day, she told me she had a dream. Like, she's in LA right now. She's like, oh, she had a dream that, oh, we got married and she was so happy. And then this, and then like proposed to her and her family were there as well. And then she was like, wait, do I really know her? Because she doesn't want her family to be there when I propose. I was like, well, okay. Notice.
At least then. You know.
I always say that if I get proposed to, I want my family to surprise me.
To pop out at the bushes.
Yeah.
I guess everyone's, I feel like you might say you don't like it, but then at the time, like we have our special moment. And then they're just in, they don't come out until the end of it.
Yeah.
And then maybe she'll enjoy it then.
Yeah. I always think I'd want to get engaged in the summertime. I don't know why. It's just in my head. I can't imagine getting engaged any other time.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I have in my head that I'd want.
Ever been engaged in the summer?
Yeah.
I hear that though. Like getting engaged in autumn, spring, and it's not a winter.
It's not a vibe.
It's not the same.
Cold, rainy.
Especially in Dublin. It's not supposed to be cold.
No, true. No. And do you think you'll ever settle in Ireland?
Yeah, will you?
Ireland.
Will you come home?
I do want to get a house in Ireland just to like have as well. But I want to be all over. Like I just want to adventure the world. I don't want to stop anywhere. Like I don't think London is my final
forever
destination.
Forever home. Really?
Yeah.
At all.
Okay.
No.
I love London.
I like it for a holiday. I couldn't live there.
Yeah, living there, I feel...
The hustle and bustle of it.
Yeah, the hustle and bustle. Like, people... Like, today I came out of the airport and I just realized, like, Irish people wake up in the morning with a smile on their face, ready to go. But I feel like in London, bro, no offense, but it's like... Sometimes some of them are kind of miserable. It's just not really happy, like, and I don't know. It's like... And it kind of, like, comes down to you as well. And I feel like their energy can start draining you. And I feel like it's like a place where I really like it, but I need to, like, leave it and come back.
Yeah.
I can't stay. You know what I mean? It's like anywhere you are.
course.
You can't stay there for too long. You need to go somewhere else and then come back so you can appreciate a little bit.
You can only have enough of it and then say, right, I need
need a spice bag.
Yeah.
Need
some Irish fresh air.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Irish air is good. You can drink tap water here. Like.
Do you know what I mean?
You can't drink it in London.
You can't drink tap water. They don't drink water. No. I remember the first time. They do drink water.
Yeah.
I remember the first time Indy and I moved together and I was like comfortable because like I would be drinking water and I was about to do it from tap. She's like, no, you can't do that. I was like, what do you mean I can't do that? It's just water, no? She's like, oh, but the water's so dirty, we don't do it. And I was like, okay.
It's probably drinkable, but not no one
great. Does. Yeah, no one does it or something.
Because
Irish, you really can. Like, in Wexford,
I'd say it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's fresh.
Good tap water.
I don't know. I don't like my tap water.
I drink my tap water.
I put it through the filter first.
Oh, do you have one of those beer?
Yeah, but it's still tap water.
I remember I got slagged in the gym one morning because I came up with like a beaker and all the lads in the gym were slagging me being like, did you just fill that up in your tap? I was like, yeah. And they're like, ah, she's drinking tap water. That's real what? Mean.
Damn.
I was like, leave me alone.
How old were you for this?
It's like 3 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, wow, this is recent.
Slagging me for drinking tap water, yeah.
That sounds like something in school.
I used to be seeing a fella and I remember when, like before we'd go up to bed, I'd be like, do you want a glass of water? And I went to go and get him tap water and he was like, No, it's fine. I won't.
Oh, wow. It's not that deep.
No.
Water, like.
It's just water.
Damn that's it. Why he's in.
Yes, that's the over, over the water, yeah.
No, don't you be legal. Water in a Coke bottle. Don't
milk in a Coke bottle.
Or milk,
I used to see that in primary school.
Who did that?
Primary school.
Why did they do that? I know recycling is a good thing, but...
but like...
No, there was definitely remnants of the Coke still in it, yeah.
Well, so what? Did you just use that just to like hold the
as in, like,
storage like...
Like, no, like... I was drinking this, but it's a Coke bottle but filled with water.
Filled with water, then.
That's the
It's water. Oh, that's not bad.
Or my water.
Because you can wash it out, though. Like, just,
I know, but
I thought you said milk. No, that's crazy.
I see someone.
But
milk.
Water, I feel like you're just recycling. That's just not bad.
Well, I feel like whatever drink it was, still, you can still taste it.
You can still taste it. Just make sure it was Fanta or lemonade, then. Water, lemon.
True, yeah.
Not bad, like.
Healthy. Tammy, thank you so much. Where can people actually find you, first of all?
Where can you find me? You guys act like you don't follow me.
I know,
my name is Dammy Hope on Instagram, Dammy_HopeLad on Snapchat, Dammy Hope on TikTok, mm-hmm. Dammy Hope on Twitter, and Dammy Hope on YouTube.
Catch me there. Dammy Hope.
Thank you.
Cool.
We always want to help you and give you advice for any problems or life dilemmas that you have, kind of the conversation to have with girls in the bathroom of a nightclub where you ask them, what the hell do I do? or just trauma dump.
Yeah.
I think I do that recently.
I always do it.
We just share traumas and it's grand.
It's just like the safe space.
Yeah, it's nice.
The girls' bathroom in a pub or a club or wherever, it's just like, you just know you can go and talk absolute scutter.
Yeah.
And hope no one remembers. It. Yeah.
Yeah. This one is, I'm 31 years old and I struggle with dating. I haven't been on a date since pre-COVID times and I'm at a point where I'm just in a rut and I cannot face it. I dabble in dating apps. When it comes to the point of them asking me to go on a date, I panic and either unmatch with them or just find an excuse and eventually stop replying, which is not nice because I know that if this is a man doing that to us, we'd be horrified. My experiences with dating haven't been all pleasant and I think it's a coping mechanism where I never have to face possible bad outcomes if I don't date at all. I also worry a lot that I'll end up alone. So I do think that I have a sense of, am I just trying to date to sell or someone, even if it's just the wrong person? Also, at 31, life expectations start to set in and people wonder why I haven't dated or why I don't have a partner, house or kids. It's all very overwhelming. I'm not confident or comfortable in myself. I really don't like the way I look and I hate my body, so this affects my ability to bring myself to pushing through and going on a date. Should I just force myself to go on one, even if it does give me chronic anxiety? Or should I hold off and just wait and hope the right person or the right time will come?
That's hard to think. Like, do I just push myself through this? And do, like, it's hard to know what will benefit you in the long run.
Yeah, no.
Like, yeah, can you just hold on and wait and somebody will come?
Mm.
And I feel like that's what a lot of single people think. Like, you want to think like that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is a nicer way of thinking it rather than saying, right, I'm going to push myself through this uncomfortable time where I don't want to be going dating, but I'm going to, you feel like you have to. So it's hard to...
I know. Navigate it.
Yeah. Which way do you go?
I feel like, though, she's like, it's been so long that she's scared of now doing it at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's, you know, when you haven't replied to someone and then it gets too long to reply.
And you just don't.
And then you can.
Yeah.
You're like, now it's rude if I reply because it's been so long. Even though it's probably worse if you don't reply. But it's like that. I feel like if you keep not going on dates, it will get bigger in your head of how scary they are.
Mm.
Whereas it's probably not even as bad as you think it is.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
Do you know?
So do you think she should
get
herself comfortable in the dating world and like...
I think only if she wants. So like, don't do it just because people are asking you. Because that's what it seems like. She's saying, should I force myself to go? Like... are you forcing yourself because people are asking you why don't you have a partner, house or kids?
Yeah.
Is that the reason? Like, because if it's not, if you're happy by yourself, I wouldn't be forcing yourself.
Yeah. I think only force yourself if you want to.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're actively looking and you really want a date and stuff, force yourself to get out of your comfort zone. That's all it is. It's just,
even if it's just a coffee, like maybe doing a small date instead of like a big, huge thing that's really daunting.
Yeah, big planned dinner, drinks, like that kind of, something you can easily, not easily, but something you can kind of quickly get out of.
Yeah.
Or like something that isn't going to go on too long. Or
yeah,
small little things first to get yourself comfortable in it maybe is probably the way to go. Because growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone.
Yeah, comfort zone. Very true. And also, I feel like at dinner, you're waiting around all day thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're face-to-face staring at each other. You're waiting on a starter and a main. Well, in my case, starter and a main dessert.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, coffee dates, meeting up for a walk or something more casual definitely to start maybe would be better.
Yeah.
And also just working on yourself and how you feel in yourself. Like, I know she mentioned that like she doesn't feel confident in herself or like, she really doesn't like the way she looks. And I feel like if you already think that about yourself, you're going to automatically think that someone else thinks about you. So I think,
and it will be brought into your dating life.
Yeah. I think scrap forcing yourself to go on a date first. Work on yourself to feel better in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is. Like, everybody has different ways of going about that to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
So I think once you do that and start to feel more confident in yourself, you won't feel as scared to put yourself out there.
True. Anything. That might be the main hurdle.
Yeah.
Do you know? If that's what's
niggling in the back of your mind kind of thing.
That's a big, like, not a big part of dating, but like you're seeing this person and you know they're going to be perceiving you, whatever that might be. Like, you know that they're going to be looking, and if you don't feel comfortable, then you're not going to also present your best self on the day.
Mm.
So I think, like Ellie said, working on yourself first, find that confidence, making yourself happy first, and then it's only then you won't actually find someone good if you're not happy in yourself.
No, if you don't feel good,
you're going to attract the wrong people.
100%. You're going to let anyone into your life because you're feeling like, oh, I have to do this now.
And certain men know.
They can smell it.
They smell it. Yeah. And they love that because they can mold you and they can control and they can know what to say and they know your weaknesses, so they'll use them against you. So I think
they feed off that.
They feed off that. There's some crazy fucking men out there, guys. So yeah, I think definitely working on yourself. And then when you're comfortable and happy, I think then there's no harm giving yourself a little push to go on a date. Like, I know it's good to be comfortable and like not do stuff that scares you sometimes, but also growth doesn't happen
in your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Why don't you go on a double date? Get a friend fella something to any mates.
Yeah.
Just fancy going out for
much a drink less or a coffee daunting or something.
At least you've got someone there to like
to have a bathroom debrief with.
Yeah. 100%.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
So our dilemmas and our phone a friend are sent into our email address. It's holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. If you have any dilemmas at all in your life, please do send them in. They're always anonymous. This dilemma is our next segment. So it's called phone a friend. So usually put up a dilemma on our Instagram stories. We ask our followers to give their advice. A lot of times they have advice that we wouldn't think of.
100% better than us. Yeah. But I also love the way with phone a friend that it's two sides.
You get both sides.
Yeah.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You do get both sides. But.
So here is the dilemma.
Sorry. Here is the dilemma. I just started commuting to college, and while I've made friends, I can't help feel as though I'm missing out on the college nightlife and making more friends. At home, I've two separate friend groups. Me and my best friend are in both groups, but the rest of the girls don't get along, meaning we can't mix, and we find it very hard to find time for both. We hardly do anything together, as it's awkward when we do. My best friend and I are both busy in college, so we don't see each other much either. Basically, I have FOMO. I see everyone else traveling and going out, and I can't even get the girls out together. I even get severely jealous of my boyfriend when he mentions going out with his friends or going to a concert or whatever. I genuinely feel down and depressed and feel as all I do is college, work, boyfriend, gym, sleep. No excitement at all. I'm just wondering if anybody else has ever felt this way. What's a way to fix it, as I'm sick of feeling this way and being sad all the time. And this is what you guys had to say.
Bite the bullet and go alone. It's better than missing out.
True. Try joining a club in the college. I know girls who played football in college who commuted but stayed with the other girls. It might not be right away, but maybe next semester you could stay and go out with them.
Stop focusing on what others are doing. They're probably jealous of the life that you're living.
True. You will make more friends as time goes on and I would... Guys, I can't read it. You will make more friends as time goes on and they will be asking you to stay and go out.
I'm 28 and trust me, this gets easier. Learn to be your own best friend. You are the best company that you'll ever have.
Aw, I love that. Send them all a message. Haven't been out in ages and I'm going out on this date. Invite everyone and whoever says yes, go with them. Live your life for you and not anyone else.
I'm in the same boat and I've been thinking of what the bigger picture is and what life is like going to be like after college.
It's natural to feel this way when you start college, but plan a night out with your college friends and hopefully they'll offer for you to stay with them. That's what me and my college friends done. It just takes a while for those friendships to be built. Just wait it out. Ride it out, girl. It'll be okay.
I also think that like the groups could mix.
Maybe they've tried and it didn't work. They'll hate each other.
Really? Do you reckon?
I think she mentioned that like, yeah, no.
Oh, they have to.
We cannot hang around together.
Oh, they don't. Sorry, they don't get along.
Yeah. It's awkward when they do hang around. There's nothing worse than that either.
Yeah.
We hope we helped you there, girl.
Yeah. I think definitely organising college night out with your
college
friends.
Yeah.
And surely someone will let you stay.
Yeah.
They would, 100%.
Yeah. No one, especially the fact that like if they know that you commute.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, okay, bye, make your own way 2 hours home or wherever you live. You
know definitely mean? Not. If you're their friends, you won't.
Yeah.
And also like college nights out aren't all they're cracked with either.
Are they not?
I don't feel like, I went on about 2 of them. Like, don't feel like you're missing out on a huge integral part of your life. Like you're not.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know if that's a word. There's a way better life after college and nights out with your friends and like it's not, it seems really bad at the time, but it's, I promise you it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like we said, you can send your dilemmas into holdmydrink@growloudnow.com. If you want to be in phone a friend segment, then write phone a friend in the subject line. Peak and bleak of the week. We're going to pick one high, which is our peak, and one low, which is our bleak that has happened within the last week. And it's only right if we get the negative out of the way before we share the positive, because you always want the bad news first.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like if you get the good news first and then get the bad.
Low.
Yeah. You can kind of just say, right, I can deal with that and then focus back on the good.
No.
Get the bad first, you just say.
Did we do this last week's episode? I forgot.
Oh. No, we did.
I can't remember.
Who knows? Who knows? Someone let us know.
My bleak would be that I'm in my luteal phase of my cycle.
What the hell does that mean?
Shit.
Oh.
Well, am I actually still? I don't know. But I hate my periods.
I don't track any of that. No, I
do. I do. I think the more I track it, the more I realise and the more it actually makes me be in the mood that I'm meant to be in.
Really?
Yeah, in a bad way though. Sometimes. I'm just very tired. Just tired today. My bleak.
That's your bleak.
No, not you. I don't know. Just I think I'm just still jet lagged.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That'll take a few days to get over, girl.
Yeah, but I was fine. And this morning I found it so hard to get up.
I was fine. It's like
getting snoozed.
The more time after the flight you get more tired because your body is getting used to now these sleepy nights. You know what I mean?
I think I was running on adrenaline because I was so busy. And then this morning's the first morning I could get up a little bit later and not to crack it on. So then it's hit me.
Hit you.
Yeah.
My bleak is that I cried in the car all the way into the Shelburne, didn't I?
Why?
Had no music on or anything.
Why?
Just cried the whole way in.
Why?
Had to FaceTime Graham and all. He's like, why are you crying?
Wait, when I seen it.
Yeah, oh yeah. I sobbed in the car the whole way in.
Why did you tell me?
I don't know. I remember I sent you a voice out and I was like, my turnaround, my change. After that, I just sobbed the whole way in. I was like, I'm not turning around now and change because that'd be too late.
You didn't even look like you've been crying. Like, you didn't have crying eyes.
I was like, this isn't the car.
Ellie, why?
I don't know. There was no reason about why I was crying.
You must be in your...
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Probably.
Graham, she had to send me. He had to send, no music or anything. He had to send me like this paragraph of being like, you have, it was such a beautiful paragraph. God love him. He was like, you have the world in your hands and all. Like, there's so much more you could be giving out over. Like, I was giving out about traffic and all, I think. And I was just sobbing. I don't know. I just felt shit and I looked shit and I was just having a really bad day. I don't know what it was. And I was just sobbing. That's and then I felt better after I cried though. Sometimes a cry
sometimes
isn't too
you
bad.
Do need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bleak for how.
Sad
I was just crying in the car and I was like, do you know what I caught myself trying? No, I was crying. No, there was nothing I could have even said. Like, if I was like, I was crying. Why?
Donna. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, when you feel yourself crying, you get that like noise in your ears kind of. Like you're, like when you start welling up and like, it's like you're holding your breath kind of. And when you're welling up, you get this feeling.
I can't think
I get this
it.
Like hate, this thing in my ears.
Like a crackle.
It's like a, I don't know what it is, yeah. But I was getting to that point in the car and I'll, and then I just had to like stop myself. Then in a few minutes it would just come back and I caught myself.
That's when you need to get it out. Yeah, you just have to.
Yeah, I just need to
stop. Do you ever get the lump of your throat actually hurt?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah,
stop, I just need to cry. That's so sad.
So my bleak was how sad.
How sad your car journey. No even music.
No music. Unlike me, you know me now.
Not even a sad song.
Nope. Nada. I know.
But what did you say when you rang Graham? Why you're sad? Just try.
He was like, why are you crying? He was like, ah, sorry. And he always thinks, whenever I cry in front of me, he always thinks.
Maybe
like,
it was the medium.
Yeah, I felt, because I did say it to you, I felt really drained.
Tired after.
Remember, we were texting each other and we were like, I feel really
I had
flat.
To lie on my, I had to lie in my bed like that.
Yeah, I think I was just laughing. Yeah. He was like, why are you crying? He always thinks I'm like, long pretend day, crying. He was like, oh shit, you're actually really crying. I was like, yeah. Why? That was my bleak of the week.
What is your peak, my love? My peak is that live shows are very, very soon.
I'm buzzing.
Like,
I get stressed and then buzzing at the same time.
Yeah.
I go between the both. Scared really, but buzzing.
Scared but buzzing. Really excited.
We're going to have a ball.
It's so nice that people take their time to come and
see
us, and it's.
I love the feeling when we walk down those stairs.
I know. I know. And I just think, but it's always, I think we really love our shows and like are so confident that when people come, they'll have the best night.
A ball. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to do it again.
Yay.
It makes me feel real Christmassy. It's going to be November.
Yeah. Oh. I know. Flying in. It's like 10, is it 10 weeks of Christmas or less maybe?
Jesus Christ. That's the quickest this time period has ever went in my life.
Yeah. Maybe. September till now was kind of flown in, hasn't it?
Get all the cold months out the way. It's looking warm. It's your peak.
Yeah, my peak.
Live shows.
Yeah, live shows. Has to be. Next week. This time next week. Yeah, this day next week we'll be on a live show.
Yeah.
Our last Dublin one.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz in.
See yous all there. And we also will still have tickets left for Limerick show on the 23rd.
Yes.
Guys, thanks so much for listening.
That's us.
Thanks so much to Dami Hope for joining us. It was a really nice chat. I feel like it was just nice and chill.
Yeah.
It was a great...
We got Tammy to say like 400 times around the island.
Yeah. But it's just dead sound. So thank you, Tammy, for coming on. Go back to listen to our bonus episode from Monday, Homeward and Extra Juice, and make sure to listen back to that one now before a new one on Monday. Don't forget, you can watch us on YouTube now as well. Full video being released every Thursday at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rate, subscribe to the podcast, if you don't mind,
please.
And like we said, tickets will be bought from UCH box office for November 23rd in Limerick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you there, and we'll see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.